harvest roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom.
This is Recipe Roundup, episode 105. Of all leafy vegetables, perhaps my favorite is the cabbage. I think it's one of the more versatile foods to prepare, and as a plus, it stays good while it's in its raw form for some time in the fridge. I like sauerkraut, slaw, and using cabbage in soups for extra texture, but recently I was reminded of one of my favorite ways of eating this cruciferous vegetable by Jake, sautéed. Sautéing cabbage is probably the quickest and easiest way to get it cooked, and it can be made in any size batch you prefer. You also have a lot of control over exactly how cooked the cabbage gets, so compared to using in soups, there's no reason to worry about the leaves becoming waterlogged or mushy. When Jake was talking about the excellent sautéed cabbage that his friend had recently made, he mentioned an ingredient that is perpetually beside my stove, sesame oil. If you like Asian-inspired cuisine and flavors, I highly recommend cooking with sesame oil. As specialty products go, a little goes a long way with sesame oil, and you only need a few dashes on the finished product to impart a lovely, toasty, and nutty flavor that adds extra depth to any dish. Like most of my recipes, everything in here is optional. Of course, I think cabbage is best with some sort of salted or cured meat mixed into it. I used bacon, but you could also use small cubes of corned beef, ham, or pancetta. You'll need cabbage, butter. I personally love using fancy Kerrygold butter for this recipe. Your cured meat of choice if desired, and salt, black pepper, garlic to taste, as well as sesame oil if desired. First, chop your cabbage into manageable bite-sized pieces. If you're cooking down bacon or pancetta, start by doing so in a large pot. When the meat is fully rendered, add your cabbage to the pot with any butter you may need. If you're not using meat or using cured meat that is already cooked, place a liberal amount of butter in a pot and heat up until melted before adding both the cabbage and the meat. Cook on medium heat until the cabbage leaves are translucent and glassy, making certain to stir consistently. Season with salt, pepper, and garlic, and test the flavor and texture often. When the cabbage is just shy of the texture you want, remove from heat and dash with sesame oil. You can enjoy this dish as a snack or a side dish, and notice how sweet the cabbage is when cooked like this. You can find this recipe and our other recipes online at AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. If you'd like to share a recipe with the show, you can send it to sage@amrmail.org. For Recipe Roundup, this is Sage Tangway.
All this roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom. Dee-oh-dee-dee-oh-dee-dee-dee.